boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So I've got good news and I've got bad news for you, Taylor.
Dude, I don't like you right now because you're freaking me out.
Which one would you like me to start with first?
I think there's an animal outside and you're not telling me.
And I recommend you start with the good news.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. Good news. Remember that insect that was on the window actually right behind you?
No, I do. I've never seen it.
Do you remember what it was called? It's a gigantic insect of some sort that Claire keeps in town.
They keep calling it the monster, okay? The freaking monster. And I don't even care to know what it looks like.
Okay, well, you haven't had a moment yet, luckily. Knock on wood. But Claire ends up rolling up the curtains every morning around, like, you know, 5:50 in the morning for their show at 6. And it scares the crap out of her. And she's terrified. They haven't killed it yet because Eric wants a partner in crime to do it, and there's nobody else to help him in the morning.
Well, respectfully, he had told me off the air that he was going to put it in the X107.5 studio, our sister station, and clearly he hasn't done that.
Well, I think maybe he did. You know what? I think maybe he did, but it traveled because that's the good news. Good news, it's no longer in the studio.
It's outside, so how are we supposed to leave?
Good news, it's not in the studio. You are safe. It's no longer behind you. Bad news. It has left the studio. It is, in fact, in the hallway. However, I think it might be in the worst spot in the hallway.
It's on the door?
No.
Where?
Where would you not want an insect to be in the hallway?
Literally anywhere. On the ground?
No.
On the ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? I gotta sleep here, man. No, actually, I can't. I'm going to break this window behind me. I'm not kidding. I'm not messing with this. It sounds like it has 1,000 legs.
It really can move quickly. It does. It's on the ceiling. And my fear is it's somehow going to jump onto us.
I'm running. I know you got a bad knee, sis. I'm out. Okay? It's over.
No, you're going to push me.
I don't care.
You're like, go for her. And they're going to throw me down. Yeah. She tastes better. And you're going to throw me down.
You'll be the distraction. I can't.
You're going to walk over me like I'm a rug.
I'm just saying, I don't know if that's the original monster or if they're procreating, which is even worse. If there's a Mr. Monster and a Mrs., they must be stopped.
Well, it's on the ceiling, so I don't know how we're getting out of here.
I'm running. I'm running and I'm putting my bag over my head and I'm not coming back tomorrow.
I kind of want to keep the microphone on while she tries to leave the studio because that would be the funniest thing ever, but unfortunately
I can't.
Sounds
like a FCC violation because you don't know what I'm about to say.
Because also Chris Jackson is about to kick us out if we don't. Hey, maybe he'll protect us. He won't.
Yeah, right.
He'd push us right in front of it.
No. He'll probably scream too. Forgive me if I'm more on edge today than normal. But I'm scared, okay? I'm terrified to be here.
Do we need to talk to HR?
Maybe. I feel like I need someone to just hear me out. If you've been listening to the station in general, Z102.9, for the last couple weeks, you may have heard mentions of the monster, okay? It started with the morning scramble. Apparently, Claire and I sit on the same side of the table, and she was being greeted in the mornings at the windowsill by a bug. I don't know what kind of bug it is. A millipede. It's large and it has like thousands of legs. Okay. It's scary. And she would scream. Sometimes other people in the building would hear it and be like, I hope she's okay. And that would just appear a couple times. I had heard rumors of it, never seen it. It sounded like it only came out like when it was dark out, and it's been light so far for us. Now it's starting to get darker at night. And we were leaving last night, and you just told me that it was hanging out in the hallway.
On the ceiling, of all places.
Unfortunately, in a spot that I have to walk by. Here's the thing. I can't do bugs, okay? Especially ones with creepy crawly legs. So I ran out of here last night.
She did, like a little baby.
I put my hood up. I had my bag close to me so it couldn't fall inside my bag and come home with me.
Oh, my God.
I haven't stopped thinking about it since. Because I'm like, it was in the studio for the last couple weeks, and now suddenly it wasn't even right outside the studio last night. It was down the hallway towards the front of the building.
Uh-huh.
This thing's moving or it's having babies. what do we do? Why is nobody else concerned about this monster?
I mean, I'm concerned. I'll be concerned when it's crawling on me is when I'll be concerned.
I'm like, now I'm looking above me.
I think it's on that. Is it on the wall behind you?
Oh, see, I can't handle this today. I also didn't wear a hood, so it could be on my head and I don't even know it. I don't know. I'm scared that it's up in the ceilings now. If that thing can lift up ceiling tiles, we have a real issue.
Because it's got super strength. I think it did go up into the ceiling tile because there was a hole in one of them. So it could be up above us.
Is there a crew of them?
I don't know.
I need someone to find out.
I don't know if that was the mama and there's a daddy and there's children somewhere. I'm not quite sure. But there are vents with holes in this room where they could come crawling out. Is it the taking over of the centipedes?
That's what I'm saying. It looks like a creature out of Beetlejuice and not in a fun, cute way. In like a scary, I might have to quit my job way.
I haven't seen the movie Human Centipede, but is this what it's about?
Oh, that's not. No, that's not.
It's not, is it?
You're just making it worse. Ew.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
How would you feel if I told you that October is about to change your life?
Ah, God, I needed it.
I feel like Dr. Phil. How would you like to change your life? I keep seeing people on TikTok talking about the October theory, which I was like, what the heck does that mean? What's going on in October except for like spooky season? And apparently this girl, Izzy, has really coined the October theory term. She basically believes that October is a really transformative period of our life because it's 3 months until the new year. A lot of people, without even thinking about it, almost go into like hibernation and start thinking about how they want to better themselves this winter and what goals they have. And like, by the time the new year rolls around, you're already like one step ahead. So this is what really got me when I was watching her videos, because I was like, yeah, it sounds like New Year's resolution crap that I already don't really like to hear about. She said it kind of happens without you knowing it, because you should go into your camera roll on your phone. And then there's a search option. If you type in October, you can see the physical differences of what you've looked like and like the activities that you like to do, or maybe the jobs you've had. And you can see how different you are every October of every year. So I did this and I was like, whoa, those are very different even year to year. I look different. I was doing different stuff, even like Halloween costumes. I could tell what I was into each year, and I change every October quite a bit.
Yeah, no, I'm a completely different person this October than I was last October by 100%. I'm not even the same person.
Without even really trying or knowing it, which is crazy.
But I get it, but I also don't get this theory.
Okay.
I get it because I kind of like said something to myself this morning where I was like, oh, I want to get this bill paid before the end of the year. So that was like me trying to change who I am or change, you know, I want to like, I want that new before the new year. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But then also I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to change myself really in like 3 months. I need a whole year.
Well, I guess you're on step one of thinking about it. Maybe by the time 2025 runs around, you'll do it.
I like to start in the new year. I'm a firm believer of New Year's resolutions.
Okay, so then I guess you're not part of October theory.
No, I this is the time where I get lazy and then I'll wait until the
you
new
just
year.
Hibernate.
Yeah.
Period. That's it.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
The way that I was feeling about this dating horror story as I was reading it, I'm going to quote Tyra Banks and say, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you until the end.
Is that from like a fashion show of some sort?
It's from America's Next Top Model.
I had a feeling.
If you know, you know. Okay, so this story, hang on tight because don't be fooled by the beginning. This girl says, my best friend was setting me up with one of her boyfriend's friends. We had hung out in a group setting and he was cute, so I was down to see if we clicked one-on-one. He invited me over to his place to watch a movie, and I know it sounds like a Netflix and chill situation, but he cooked us dinner. He had popcorn. He had snacks. It kind of felt like he was going above and beyond to impress me. So obviously, things were going well, and things started heating up during the movie. So as we were making out on the couch, he reached over and gave me a wedgie. I was like, that's odd. Never had that happen before, but maybe it was an accident. So I just ignored it and continued on. He did it not one, but two more times.
Oh, my God.
Three wedgies mid-makeout. I was honestly just so confused at that point and kind of icked out. So I acted like I got a text from my roommate and left before the movie was over.
So many thoughts here. Where do I begin? Okay. It's not a Netflix and chill, but then halfway through the movie you're making
out. Well, yeah, because it was going well.
Okay. And number two.
As if you wouldn't fall for popcorn and snacks.
I just fall for food. It's simple as that. It's easy for me. But my next thing is the wedgie thing. Where are we going with this? Is this a new fetish I don't know about?
I don't have an answer for
and
you.
If it is, thank God I have somebody on lock. Neighbor man, please, for the love of God, never leave me. And you better tell your boyfriend not to leave you tonight. Because if that's a new fetish, whew, I never want to have to date again. I'll be single.
Yeah.
If that's a new fetish, I'm out. I'll marry a rock. Not the rock, a rock.
A rock, okay.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Are you down for some arts and crafts?
You didn't hear me, but 2 seconds ago I saw you had your phone out and I was like, oh, she's hitting us with knowledge, isn't she?
No, I'm not.
You didn't hear me.
No, I don't have any knowledge, but I do have a craft that I want to do. Okay.
Is this what, cracking an egg on the sidewalk?
No. No.
Okay.
Well, because I was looking.
It's not hot enough for that.
No, I was looking outside and we have so many leaves in our lawn.
Okay.
And I don't have leaves in my lawn at home because I don't really have trees in my area. And I was just thinking what I saw on TikTok last night, I think, that this girl, you know, bleach dyeing like sweatshirts or whatever, t-shirts.
Yeah, you basically do the tie dye, but instead of tie dye, you do bleach.
Yes. I saw this girl who had a hoodie and she used bleach. And she used leaves as a stamp and made a sweatshirt with leaves.
Okay, that's actually kind of cute.
Bleached onto the sweatshirt. And it kind of looks like camo, but like bougie. It's giving fall. And I want to go outside.
Let me see it again.
I want to go collect some leaves.
That is kind of cute. Not going to lie.
It's like fall tie dyeing, but with leaves. It's like when you were in elementary school and you would have to get a leaf and then put paper on top of it and like use a crayon.
Do you know how she did that though? Because I have so many questions. Do you have to tape down the leaf?
No.
And then put the bleach on top, or do you bleach the leaf?
No, it looks like she like sprayed the leaf with bleach and then used it as like a stamp all over the sweatshirt. So it might be a bit of a timely process. But I'm down for it.
Got it. Okay.
So I'm going to go outside and steal some leaves later. I don't know if that's like breaking company, like stealing laws. They're on the lawn.
I don't know if it's stealing from the company.
I'll bring them back.
With bleach on them?
Well, I mean, if they want them back.
We got turkeys that would eat that.
You're right. I'll just take them home. I'm going to make this. And
that's fine. I'll report you for stealing from the company.
That's fine. I'll have a cute sweatshirt at least.
Cute sweatshirt and fired from the company.
It was all worth it. I'll look cute.
For as long as I can remember, my dream has always been to have two dogs and two cats.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been my dream. Nothing more, nothing less. However, I don't know if the word is addicted. But I don't know if I truly do have it cut off.
Okay.
I really don't know if I do, Taylor. I need to live on a farm or something.
I get you. I feel like right now I can say no. Like, my boyfriend's like, can we get a dog? And I'm like, I know we're not ready for a dog. But ideally, yeah, I'd love to have 100 dogs and goats and cows and all the things.
Oh, my God. And I don't know if I... Luckily, I have a boyfriend who says no. But if I didn't, we'd be quite literally doomed, okay? Because we have currently 2 dogs and 2 cats at the moment. And there's a lot of stray cats in the area. There's probably, mm-hmm. I would say, about 10 from what I'm calculating. And some raccoons as well. And if I had it my way, I'd adopt a raccoon.
Oh, my God. They're so cute.
I know, right? But he fed the stray cats. And there's one that is absolutely just gorgeous. And she's a girl from what he can tell. And I was like, should we bring it in? And he's like, no. But I'm already, like, hooked. I want to bring her in. And take her to the vet and, like, get her, you know, make sure she's okay and all that stuff. First, make sure she's okay. And then, I don't know, adopt her. But then when we went to the store, that's one problem number one. I don't know if I'm, like, you know when they're like, oh, like, people say, like, I have the pregnancy, like, you're like.
Baby fever.
I think I have pet fever right now. And it is bad, Taylor. Oh, it's bad. Because not even just that, but we went to the store this weekend to get pet food, right? Mm-hmm. Had to get all the pets their food. And there was cats there. And I was like, what if we got another one? And then there's birds there. And I've always wanted a bird.
Oh, my God.
And then somebody was checking out in front of us, and they got 2 fishes. And I've always wanted fishes, too. I need to be cut off. I have a problem.
I'm trying to think of something to tell you that will make you not want to do it.
I'm in pet fever.
I'm in, yeah.
Somebody cut me off.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
You can't take a pill for that. No, you can't.
And if they did, I would take it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Because I need it. What do you get overly competitive over with your partner? We'd love to hear about it at 319-200-1029. I get overly competitive with neighbor man.
Over everything.
Quite literally.
In life, in general.
Exactly. But it could be like video games. We play Game Pigeon on our phones. That I get very competitive. We'll play video games at home and I get competitive. But if we go out and we play like putt-putt, for instance.
Yes.
I'm competitive. And we did it when my family was here around the 4th of July. We played putt-putt with my dad. It was me, my dad, and neighbor man.
Okay.
And I was, just because it was with my dad, I was talking smack to neighbor man because I knew I could.
Okay.
Here's the thing. This Sunday, neighbor man's family is doing putt-putt. And it's the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's neighbor man, his dad, his stepmom, siblings, their significant others. It's the whole shebang. And I'm a little nervous, Taylor, because I know I'm going to get competitive. I'm going to have a potty mouth and I'm going to be mean. And you know me. You've seen me competitive. I get competitive here sometimes. I'm nervous of how I'm going to react. How I'm going to behave.
Well, yeah, because you don't know everybody super well at this point.
No, not really.
They don't know that you're just kidding around.
I know.
They might just be like, oh, she's mean.
They're going to be like, whoa, are they about to break up? And I'm like, no.
Like, oh, is she like a professional putt-putter?
No.
She takes this very seriously.
No. No, I'm just talking smack over here. So I just don't know what to do. I'm really nervous.
I mean, you know, be you. Queen, shine through.
You think I should be a bully? Like,
well,
I normally
am? But like rein it in a little bit, maybe.
Oh. Then maybe I need to have an alcoholic drink before.
I think that'll just make it worse.
You do?
Yes. Sometimes you get a little overly competitive with your partner over something because it's fun. And we want to know what that is in your relationship at 319-200-1029. My boyfriend is very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be if I care enough, but a lot of time, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets me going. He, like, riles me up. And specifically, I get overly competitive when we play darts, okay? I love darts.
Like, real-life darts or, like, on, like, Game Pigeon?
Real-life darts. Now, he's a trash talker, right? He's like, I'm going to kick your butt. This is going to be really sad for you. I have a different approach, and that is I like to hustle him, okay? Oh. I like to say that I'm so bad, and, oh, I hope I can even hit the board, and, oh, everybody stand clear, because once I throw this thing, might hit you in the eye.
Oh,
I'm that
God.
Bad. My aim is just terrible, you guys. And then I get up there, and I'm hitting bullseyes.
Are okay? you really?
Sometimes. Depends how many White Claws I've had. Because there's a sweet spot. But, and then that's more exciting to me because I pretend like I'm really bad and then I end up being kind of good. And then he gets really upset about it. And I'm like, shouldn't have spoke so soon about kicking my butt because look at you now. I've beat him at darts like so many times.
Really?
Yes. And every time I pretend like I'm bad and he believes me. So that's his own fault.
I'm shocked that you've hustled him this many times and he still falls for it. That's where I'm concerned.
I'm going to keep on doing it until one day he finally just remembers, but I don't have high hopes for it. It's out of love, but what do you get overly competitive over with your partner? You can call us at 319-200-1029. Taylor, what about you?
Everything. Pickleball, volleyball, card games, any Wii game.
Are you like a trash talker?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, in the moment, yes, we know it's all in good fun, so we don't stay mad at each other for long, but, oh, yeah, lots of trash talk.
Well, that's the key. You never hope that it gets too serious.
Oh.
It starts out as bowling, and then suddenly you're fighting.
Are we dating anymore?
Literally. I'm sure people have broken up over getting too competitive.
Hope not. Another thing that I get a little, like, overly competitive about is, like, gift buying. I've always been like this. It's a problem I have. It was definitely a problem in my past relationship. It was me and my ex that we were always like very competitive of like, how much money are we spending on like Christmas or our anniversary? How much money you spend? Because I spent this much.
I feel like I used to hear you say like, oh, I got to win Christmas this year.
Yeah. And it was always like who could top who for Christmas and like who could beat who. And I already am noticing I'm doing the same thing with me and like neighbor man. Cause like I was already kind of hinting at like, what are we spending for Christmas? Cause I already know I'm going to spend more. Like I gotta spend more. I gotta do better. And I'm like freaking out. Cause I want to beat him. I want to nail Christmas. I want to win it.
How do you win? How do you know who wins?
You know, but you just look at the gifts and who, you can tell who won.
Nailed it better.
By one, who got the more gifts that fit that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I got the gifts that fit you better in who you are as a person and what you maybe needed, then I won. It's not always about how much money you spend. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
Okay, so you think you're going to do
this again.
Here's
the thing, though. I don't know if I'm going to win because he said he was going to... He told me today that he was going to buy something that I was already planning on buying him for Christmas. So I was like, dang it.
Can you tie Christmas?
What do you mean? Oh, no.
Like you tie?
No. Someone always needs to win. Someone always has to come out on top.
Wow.
And I need to come out victorious.
I love.
Because I get sad if I don't win. Then I don't feel like I'm good.
This is the saddest holiday spirit ever.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like we're just getting into spooky season because we literally are just getting into spooky season.
Okay, what is with your attitude?
Well, you know how I feel about this, but I gotta do it. We gotta talk about Christmas.
Yeah!
I can't believe it. But
I'm here for it.
I saw this going around on Facebook earlier, and I have to talk about it. Obviously, we all know Spirit Halloween. We love Spirit Halloween. They pop up randomly, and you can find literally anything you want inside there. And they announced that they will be opening 10 Spirit Christmas stores this
Shut
fall.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
what are they calling it?
Spirit Christmas.
That's cool.
And the logo, it looks the same. It's the same, like, kind of spooky font, but it's red, and there's a little Santa Claus above it. So I don't think any of them are open yet, but they said later this fall, which probably means right after Halloween, they're going
to
be
transforming. You can do it now if you want to.
I'm sure they could. Bad news is that it's not going to be anywhere near us at this point.
Dang it.
I know. Because literally, Spirit Halloweens are everywhere. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is kind of a test run for them, maybe, because they're only doing 10 stores, and that's 10 in the entire nation. And they're all like Northeast region, like Connecticut, New Jersey, a couple in New York. So I feel like if they go well, maybe this is something we could see in the future.
God, I hope so.
That Spirit Halloween in the mall that just pops up, mm-hmm, maybe after Halloween could be turning into a Spirit Christmas section.
Oh my God.
So apparently these stores are supposed to have aisles full of Christmas magic, including stocking stuffers, holiday apparel, gifts, and decorations. And that's all we really know. Oh, and sorry, customers will be able to wander through a life-sized gingerbread village and take photos with Santa Claus. Oh, you look like you're going to cry.
Shut up.
It kind of sounds magical.
Stop
it, I'm not going to lie.
I actually have tears. This is the most magical time of the year.
Oh, I mean, because, you know,
I love this.
How many stores have Christmas sections? All of them, right?
They do.
But think of an entire store dedicated.
Well, we got the Hallmark store.
Well, yeah, but.
But honestly, and no offense to the Hallmark store, because I love you and you take all my money every year, they could up their game a little bit more. In my opinion, they could up their game a little bit more.
I cannot
imagine.
So Spirit
Halloween, I feel like this is it.
Well, and Spirit Halloweens are never small.
That's what I'm saying.
They're always massive.
I've always felt like Hallmark cut up their game, and they've never done it, that I feel like Spirit Halloweens, like, move over Hallmark. Mm-hmm. So they're going to come in. Oh, my God, I just had an idea.
Okay.
Spirit Halloween, a.k.a. Spirit Christmas, whatever you're going to call yourself, hire me as your marketing coordinator.
Oh, God.
Because we could make a Spirit Christmas channel, and we could have Spirit Christmas movies, just like the Hallmark channel.
Oh, you're really trying to compete.
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm glad you're excited.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Oh, my God. They should seriously hire me as their marketing coordinator. Call me. I'm available. I will ditch this place so fast because I love Christmas. Okay, here's the thing, is that they could have a Christmas. They could have a Christmas and a Halloween channel mixed into one. You get the people who love Halloween to sign up for their streaming service for, like.
Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not that. I'm not paying for another streaming service.
Yes, but we could have Halloween movies that are like love Halloween movies. Mm-hmm. And then they go transition to love, like, Christmas movies. Oh, my God. This is freaking genius.
Well, I think we need to see how this year goes. So put it on your Christmas list.
To be their marketing? Oh, call me.
Yeah, I guess so.
Call me.
Well, I scrolled through the comments on Facebook because I wanted to see what people thought. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of people like you that are like, oh, my God, where has this been? I hope it becomes a nationwide thing because seriously, we've needed this. Some people being like, do we really? My favorite comment, though, came from somebody named Justin. Shout out. This killed me because he asked, will there be sexy themed Christmas costumes? I want to be sexy cinnamon scented pine cone.
That's hot.
So I think the options are truly endless here.
I'll hire him on the marketing team.
Okay, great.
I'm
glad that you have your team put together.
I got myself a little bit into trouble.
Classic.
Which is, it's a normal thing for me. I remember when I was younger, I constantly got myself grounded, mm-hmm, for little things. And I never thought I would get myself, well, grounded as an adult. But I'm pretty close to being grounded with Neighbor Man.
Well, it's got to be serious, maybe.
Well, he sat me down and had, I think what I would say is a very adult and polite conversation. And he told me that I need to be better about when and why I'm calling him at work.
Okay.
Let me explain. He said that I'm calling him too much for non-important reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie, he's not wrong. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's like, I work and I'm very busy and you're calling me a lot. And sometimes I think it's an emergency. And so I answer it for it to not be an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'm praying and hoping to God somebody's dead on the other line because I'm hoping it is an emergency because I want it to be because I'm like, this has got to be serious
why
for me.
Why is she calling?
Why is she calling?
Because mm-hmm. he works in a job that's not just like he's sitting at a desk no. where he can take personal phone calls.
Correct.
He's working with like customers.
Correct. So it needs to be an emergency for him to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had a conversation with me where he's like, okay, you got to stop calling me at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little upset. I got a little butt hurt because I like calling him a lot because I like talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a lot of time with him. So I was just like, maybe I try not to call you as often, but you still answer. But you still got to answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can negotiate. You still have to answer my phone calls. So I would like to let you know. It's 5:36 and I haven't called him today.
Question.
Yeah.
As a child, did you have this same issue with your parents? Because I know my mom worked at a salon for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So we would call and the receptionist would answer and be like, hey, this is the salon. How can I help you? And it would be like, hi, it's Taylor. Can I please talk to my mom? And she'd be like, okay, Taylor, she's with a customer. Hang on. And then she'd put my mom on and be like, mom, is it okay if I open the new box of popsicles? And she'd be like, Taylor, I don't care. Don't call me at work. Is this the vibe we're getting?
Hey, actually, yes. And did I do that with my parents? Yes. And I think that's why still to this day, my dad don't answer a lot of my phone calls.
Okay, so now we're getting into a repeating pattern. I'm going to have an intervention here with you really quickly for the benefit of myself and for Neighbor Man. Okay.
Okay.
He had a bit of a stern talking to you about calling him at work constantly. So now I think we should maybe, explore what is an emergency and what calls for a phone call.
Okay.
So if you don't mind sharing with the class, why are you calling him? What are some of the reasons you've been calling him at work?
Okay. Well, this one I know I did in front of you. It was while we were like prepping for the show the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some drama on Facebook.
Yes.
And it was like to a story that I had told him about, but it was like more additional like drama and tea.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him to tell him about it.
I do remember that. And I do believe he said, hey, I'm at work. So I think that one maybe could have waited till you got home. Maybe, just maybe, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you're right about that one. I had to call him last night. Yep, last night on my right. I couldn't even leave the parking lot because I was driving the other car and I didn't know how to turn the lights on.
Oh, okay. Did you try Googling it first?
That's what he said when I got home. You could have just YouTubed it.
I think if you would have done that first and you still couldn't figure it out, maybe you could have called him. But you probably should have tried that first.
When you say it like that, yeah, you're right.
Yep.
I did have to call him when he was on vacation. Remember that long weekend?
Yeah.
I did have to call him when he was spending time with family on that long holiday weekend. Because the dog's face was bleeding. And I didn't know why.
Okay, that's fair.
I feel like that one's legit.
I feel like, you know, if there's blood coming out of something.
Thank you.
An animal, a human.
Thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
You are valid there.
Another one, and I do remember I called him because I didn't know if the dishwasher was clean or dirty.
Okay, no.
And we've got one of those magnets that says clean or dirty.
Yeah.
And it did say clean, but I didn't know if I should trust it.
No. No, you can't.
Because sometimes he forgets to switch the magnet, so I just wanted to call him. And I just wanted, but I would like to argue that one because I just wanted to get the dishes done over with.
Do you ever try to text first, and then if he doesn't answer,
because he takes to. That's what he said. He said that when he got stern with me, he was like, "Can you just text some of these things first?" And I told him, "You take too long. Maybe if you texted faster." And he's like, well, I'm busy. This is why I can't sometimes answer your phone calls.
Because mm-hmm, he's at work.
And so I was like, if you text me back faster, maybe I wouldn't have to call you. My last one, I do remember also calling him. And I don't see a problem with this one. Is I called him So I wanted to know what time he's getting home because I was bored. I don't see a problem with that.
And he was like, what, 8 o'clock, but now 8:10 because you're pulling me away from work?
Something along the lines of that.
Okay.
But it was really because I was bored. I think I faked something and said something like, oh, the dog peed or something. I don't know, in the house. But
you're going to lose your privileges so quick.
I don't want to, though.
Okay, so stop calling for stupid
sometimes
stuff.
Sometimes I just want to call him to hear his voice, you know?
Maybe you just need to, like, ask yourself before you call, before you hit dial, like, is this stupid?
Well, then I'll just call you first.
No.
And then,
no.
And then I'll ask you.
I didn't offer that.
And then I'll ask you, is this stupid, and before I call him.
And you know what? I'm never going to answer any of your calls anymore, ever.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
How many times have you been watching like a professional sport game of some sort and they literally this is me talking sports, okay?
Professional sport game.
Got it? Mm-hmm. And they are like, you're like, your favorite team is down by a couple of points and you're like, there's no way. No way they're going to win this.
Uh-huh.
And then by the last second, boom, they win. And you're like, what just happened here? That was me with Let's Get Quizzical. Literally, by the last second, I found a trivia question. Who would have thought?
No, you didn't, because you had 5 seconds and you're like, quick, help me.
Okay, I had like 4 questions I was debating between, and I always ask Taylor what she thinks, okay? And no, I couldn't find a propane question. I looked it up.
Because who cares?
It's National Propane Day. I wanted to celebrate appropriately with a propane question.
I hope you didn't choose that.
No, I don't have a propane question.
Okay, great.
Question.
Thank God.
So I have the next best thing, a non-propane question.
Great.
65% of adults are still using this despite it being for kids. It's not propane.
I don't think kids should have access to propane, probably.
No, never.
If we've learned anything today. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Even I shouldn't have access to propane.
And you know what? I agree. I've been saying that.
I had a propane tank, or a propane tank. I had a propane grill one time, and I didn't know how to use it. I swear to God, I thought I burned my eyebrows off.
I would pay to see that. 100%.
Let me tell you, I didn't know how to light it. And I sure learned real quick. I'm used to charcoal grill.
Okay, enough. Propane.
There's your propane for the day, National Propane Day. 65% of adults are still using this despite it being for kids. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Question. 65% of adults are still using this despite it being for kids. What is it?
Yeah, you big babies. You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 2770 said baby aspirin. It tastes good. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah, doesn't a baby aspirin taste like orange cream?
Is this liquid?
It can be.
Girl, I don't know.
Well, yeah, babies probably can't swallow
pills. I just swallow the pills.
I do believe baby aspirin is liquid.
They may always make the baby stuff taste better. So you know what? I don't doubt this one bit.
God, I miss being a baby.
The only time she'll ever say that. 0577 said race car bed. Honestly, if I could fit in it, I would.
That doesn't surprise me.
It'd be a pink one. Still mm-hmm. doesn't surprise you, does it?
No, not at all. Like, you're probably going to look on Amazon tonight.
You're right, I will.
3218 said a nightlight.
No. I mean, I don't have one.
Oh, I do.
You do? In the bedroom?
Not in our bedroom, but right outside of it because we sleep with our door open because our cats mm-hmm. like to come and go. And I have like a little mini battery-operated lamp that's really, really dim just because I'm like, what if I have to get up in the middle of the night?
I know.
I can't see nothing.
I know. I want one that's like in the living room or like in the kitchen just to be able to see. It's when you got to go to the bathroom at like 2 a.m.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be nice.
My eyes are halfway open and then I also like don't have contacts in, so I really can't see anything. I got to have some sort of guide. Otherwise, things get bad.
She's going to be walking into a wall next thing you know.
I stub my toe. I run into stuff. I step on a cat. It's bad. It's not worth it.
65% of adults are still using this despite it being for kids. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Okay, I have a question because I think you were looking at the text line a little bit more than I was. Did anyone happen to say the baby spoons?
Baby spoons? Like actually for babies?
Don't look at me like that.
No,
now.
No, nobody said that.
Because those things are the best.
Are you telling me that you eat it with baby spoons?
No. No, but God, I wish I did.
I mean, you could...
That was my favorite thing at my grandma's house. She always had like a baby spoon, and it was my favorite thing to grab. And if I had a kid, that kid would not be able to use that spoon. Because I'd use it.
Dude, you could go get one for yourself. They sell them at the store. It would be weird.
No, would it? Do you know how cool you got it?
You'd have to come up with a secret life. Like the cashier would be like, oh, is this for your young child? And you'd be like, yeah, his name's Todd. And like, he loves green beans.
This is for his green beans.
And peas.
And what really is for me. I'm telling you, Taylor, maybe you should go to the store and buy them too. Because the last time I ate with one of those things, it freaking rocked, man.
I'm good.
You like your regular spoons? What are you, against the baby spoons?
I'm like, I like to eat, and I don't need a baby serving, okay?
She wants the bigger spoon.
I want a big spoonful.
The question tonight, unfortunately, wasn't about propane with it being National Propane Day. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Somebody's dad is really excited about that.
That it's National Propane
Day.
Yeah,
go fire up the grill.
Yeah, propane.
We got nothing for you today.
Sorry. While you're grilling up those steaks, I got no trivia question about propane. Sorry.
Maybe next time. Maybe next year. You've got a year to look now.
A year to actually learn about propane.
Exactly.
And well, what I do have is a different trivia question. 65% of adults are still using this despite it being for kids. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
65% of adults are still using a piggy bank despite it being for kids. And I'm thinking the old-fashioned kind, you know, the one that looks like a pig?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one?
No.
Do you wish you had one?
Well, now I'm like, if everybody else is doing it, is that why I'm broke? What am I missing out on?
Is this what adults know that we don't know? Do we miss this in school? Is this when I was passing a love note to Nick in class, and you were probably sleeping.
I filled my piggy bank up with like candy and stuff.
So you just imagine for me?
Probably.
What would I fill mine up? It definitely wouldn't be money.
Well, you'd put it in there, and then the next day I'd be like, well, I need a quarter.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.